This is the Pulse, stories at the heart of health, science, and innovation. I'm Mike and Scott, and you can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. I've made a new rule for myself recently. No more iPhone before bed. No Facebook, no Twitter, especially. Because so many times I found myself getting upset, really upset, over something I saw late at night. Violence, a tragedy, or political arguments gone terribly wrong between friends of mine. And then I ended up not being able to sleep. Sometimes it seems like social media just amplifies all of the worst stuff around us. It can be really depressing and it can make the whole world feel like a hopeless place. But for kids living in very tough city neighborhoods, the effects can be far worse. Todd Bookman reports.
In recent years, Camden, New Jersey has found itself atop lists ranking America's most dangerous cities. Of course, that doesn't mean teenagers growing up here or in other places with high crime rates like Detroit and Oakland aren't using the internet in the same way as everyone else.
You know, there's a large part of social media that's just funny memes with cats, right?
This is Robin Stevens. She's a researcher at the University of Pennsylvania School of Nursing. For her latest project, Stevens interviewed 60 Black and Hispanic youth from Camden. Nearly all the kids use social media sites like Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And in their feeds, there were silly GIFs and the teenage equivalent of cat videos. But there was also something else.
Then we start to find the darker side that was happening in these communities.
Stevens heard repeatedly from the study participants, who were all kept anonymous, how there's just an endless stream of fights and violence in their feeds, along with sexual bullying and slut-shaming. One teenager likened his Facebook to a ghetto news center.
So it's where you learned about everyone who had been killed, who had been shot, any violence that happened in the neighborhood, which girls had different issues happen. It just was like where you put the worst gossip. And it really amplified how dangerous the neighborhood seemed. So for kids in Camden, in many ways, Facebook makes Camden seem worse.
To be clear, Stevens is not talking about cyberbullying, something teenagers in every community can face. Instead, this is what she calls the digital hood. It's the idea that kids coming up in disadvantaged neighborhoods cannot escape its worst parts. The negatives will follow you online.
My neighborhood, it's very fun. Like, the people in it is fun, but it's very dangerous. So, yeah, that's it.
Do you feel safe walking around?
Sometimes. In the daytime, I feel safe. In the nighttime, I don't.
This is Zaina Jones. She's 14 years old and from a rough section of North Philadelphia.
My name is Michael Gray.
Gray is 18, also from Philly, but a different neighborhood.
My school is very tough, so you have to kind of keep your guard up a little bit.
These two students, both African-American, were not part of the study, but their experiences online mirror what Stevens found just a few miles away in Camden.
You will see videos of girls getting exposed, and then you see a lot of fights.
Fight videos and police fighting back with them.
It's actually pages on Twitter, like, just full of fights, like, nothing else, just fights.
I rarely see positive things. It's like once in a blue moon type thing.
I looked at a couple of these fight videos, and I was going to include some of the sound in this story, but it's pretty raw stuff. It's stressful and upsetting if you haven't been desensitized to it. Zaina and Michael say the posts create a feedback loop. Fights and conflict online lead to fights and conflict offline, and round it goes. And they honestly wish it wasn't like this.
It does, like, frustrate me because I don't want us to be put in a negative light. I want people to see us for what we can be or what we really are, you know.
And while turning off social media may seem like the easiest solution, that's a hard thing to ask of a teenager when so much of their life happens online. Instead, Robin Stevens from Penn says most kids figure out their own ways to navigate the space and, at the very least, not amplify problems with an ill-advised comment or like.
So they are very smart and very savvy. I don't think it's fair that they have to be, but they are.
Many of these kids are used to keeping their guards up. That's just carrying over now into their digital lives, too. For The Pulse, I'm Todd Bookman.